publishing since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Hi, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1259. This is your host, Danny Pena, and also joining me on this special podcast episode is Paris Lilly. What's up, Paris?
I'm excited, man. I'm really excited to talk about this game.
Yeah, I'm very excited. And I got to play this like a month ago, so I was like telling you, bro, this game is going to be fire. Fire. So we're going to be talking about Star Wars Jedi Survivor. We played the first game that Fallen Order came out. What year was that? Was that a couple years ago? 3 years ago, was it? Was it 2020? 2019?
Was it 2019? I think it was 2019.
Let me see. Star Wars. Look, we're doing this live, yo. We're doing this live. Fallen Order. It came out in 2019. I was kind of right. You're right.
Yeah.
2019. There you go. So, yeah. So, this one is coming out. And I've been playing the PC version. Which version have you been playing, Paris?
I've been playing on Xbox Series X.
Nice. And also, have you tried the S version too? Or just
no,
the X?
No, because the way the review worked, it was locked down to one machine. So I couldn't try it out on the S, so I was only on the X.
Okay, all right, cool, that's fair. So we're gonna talk about it. This is gonna be a spoiler free review.
My God, yeah.
Okay, because here's the thing. I really really want people to just play this game without knowing anything about the story, and I just want people to be surprised. The only thing I'll say is this takes place, I believe, 5 years after the last game, Fallen Order. So that's the only thing I will say. But I just want you to enjoy this game, not knowing anything about the story.
Can I say this?
Yeah,
this
sure.
This is not a spoiler. This is just, I'm right off rip.
Yeah.
This is the best Star Wars game I've ever played.
I was about to say that. Best Star Wars game ever made.
Yes, 100%. I mean, ever made. I mean, so much so, this is why you're a fan of Star Wars. Forget that it's a video game. If you're, you know, you and I are of the age, we literally have grown up with Star Wars from day one, right? So,
yep.
When I think about all the stories, the movies, the TV shows, the books, just everything Star Wars related, this is Star Wars. This is what you want from the Star Wars universe. And I just had an amazing time with it. It's fantastic. This is Respawn taking the lessons learned from Fallen Order and building upon what they started with that, and just like, hey, what was good about it? Let's keep that. The stuff that didn't work so well, all right, let's not focus on that so much. And they've made damn near the perfect just Star Wars universe game. That's what this is. There's some technical stuff we can talk about that, you know, I wasn't so much a fan of, but just as a pure Star Wars experience, this was damn near perfect. That's the best way I can explain it.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I will say, I think in the beginning of the game, it feels like, oh, this is like the last game. And let me tell you, it changes later. It completely changes the game. And I really, really enjoyed Paris. I think story got me really, really hooked. This is the game that I remember playing Knights of the Old Republic. Back in the original Xbox days, right? I was saying, man, this game is better story than the prequels. Not the prequels, the prequels, right? This game, Jedi Survivor, personally for me, is even better than the most recent Star Wars content that we've seen, dude. Like, it's so good. So good. But I have to say this, the new things that we got to see in this game now is the accessibility in this is a lot better. There's new difficulty modes where you could make it, normal if you want, hard. There's a new game plus, or you could also put it as Padawan. Padawan is like in between easy mode and normal mode, so you could also change it like that. So it doesn't matter if you are a hardcore player or just a casual gamer. I think people are going to enjoy this because it's easy to play and so on. So that's good. I like the characters we get to see in this one. I like to also like the new powers you also use in the game. I'm not gonna say much, but I also enjoy the lightsaber, man. I love using the single one, dual. There's also I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but there's a couple other things that I think people are going to enjoy with the weapons. But
yeah. And to be clear for people listening to this going, well, why are you guys being so vague? Trust me, you don't want this spoiled. You want to discover a lot of these things along the way, and you're going to be pleasantly surprised. I mean, things that we obviously can't talk about. Some of the customizations, like you're saying, with the lightsabers, being able to kind of just customize your own lightsaber to what you want it to be, the various stances that you'll be able to take with your lightsaber. I really enjoyed, kind of getting the parrying down when you get into these lightsaber battles that you'll have. The skill tree that you'll go through, being able to create, the various force powers and things that skills that you're going to be able to use was great. I also say for someone walking into this going, well, hey, I never played Fallen Order. Do I need to play it? I personally don't think so. I think they have a nice recap at the very beginning of Survivor to kind of give you an idea of what happened in the first game that you'll be able to pick this one up. And you'll just be able to move forward. Now, there will be some returning characters from Fallen Order that obviously you're going to miss some of that backstory. But I think even along the way, they kind of fill in some of those gaps pretty well. Again, if you're a fan of Star Wars, even if you've not played Fallen Order, you'll be fine picking this up and just jumping right into it. I don't think you'll be too lost.
Yeah. And if, let's say, you want to go back and watch that recap, there also is available there in the main menu.
Yep. Where
you could just go and pick it up and watch it, so because I did that a couple times, just a recap, a couple of things that I totally forgot from the previous game, man. But yeah, I think this world is a lot bigger, way bigger.
Oh my God.
than the previous game. I love that you could also do side quests, which was not available in the last game. The last one was just strictly campaign and that's it. This one, hey, even if you pass and finish the game, you could go back and do side quests. There's a lot of secret areas that you need to go and unlock, because through the game you're going to be unlocking special powers that's going to help you to go to those hidden areas that's not in the beginning of the game.
That's what I like, that you'll discover certain things early on, but you just basically don't have the skill set yet to be able to reach a certain area. I think from a gameplay standpoint, the best way to describe this, in my opinion, is think of a somewhat open world Uncharted with a lightsaber. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's the way I kind of look at it. And that's
feel like that.
Yeah. And it's perfectly fine. I really enjoy it. But I mean, think about being in a post Revenge of the Sith, pre A New Hope Star Wars, because that's what this is. That's, you're in that world. You're a Jedi that is somewhat still on the run here, minor spoilers, from Fallen Order. And you're in this world. There's Inquisitors and everything. Again, I don't want to spoil too much. I just feel like I'm going to say too much. I don't want to spoil it.
Nah, it's all good.
But just think about the timeline. This is after Revenge of the Sith. This is before New Hope and everything that was going on during that time. And you're a Jedi. And you're a Jedi. And you get to acquire all the powers that you would think a Jedi should have. You'll be able to get. And you can spec this out and customize it to what you want it to be, which is great. That's what's so fun about being able to play this and getting in some of those lightsaber battles, the mini boss and the boss battles that you'll encounter along the way. It's fantastic. It is Star Wars. It's such a simplistic way to say it, but it's true. This is Star Wars. Respawn has, and they already were, but after this, they are one of the best game developers in the world, period.
Hands down.
There's hands just down. No question about that at all. Now, I do want to talk about some stuff that I didn't like.
And go ahead.
From a technical standpoint, and I'm playing this again on Xbox Series X pre-day one patch. So this is TBD what your launch experience might look like when you get your hands on this. But I want to be crystal clear about some of the problems that I had. The game did crash on me three times on the Series X. I played in there is a quality mode at 30 FPS and there is a performance mode at 60 FPS. I played at performance mode, but even playing at that performance mode, I did notice some frame rate drops. I checked out to see what quality mode at least looked like, you know, just, you know, from a graphical standpoint. The visuals were definitely improved. Playing at 4K, whole thing looked great. I don't know what it looks like on PC. You can obviously talk to that, but frame rate did dip a little, did have the three crashes, and I did have some audio dropouts as well. But EA and Respawn did promise that there would be a day one patch, and as of this recording, I don't have it yet. So I
got mine. I just got mine now.
Okay, well then maybe you could talk about it. But just letting people know the pre-day one patch, that has been my experience. But with all that said, it still did not take away from the story and the game and having fun and wanting to jump back in that world and play it. I played at Jedi Knight difficulty. As I was saying, you will have to kind of get your timing down with some of the pairing and everything. Very similar to Fallen Order in that aspect. And obviously, as you pick what kind of stances work for you, when you think about the different lightsaber stances that you'll have. And again, I don't want to 100% spoil it, but other than to say some stances you'll have more speed. Some stances will be more balanced out as far as you being able to block or attack, things like that. Some obviously you'll be able to attack more, things like that. So you have to look at that and think about what stances that you want to pick. And you can have two stances at any given time when you go through that, and you'll figure out what works best for you. I know the two that I picked, and I was a badass when I was using.
Oh, you're a badass.
But yeah. It did take me a little bit to kind of get my parrying and blocking down to my satisfaction, to where, you know, you encounter various droids and things, and certain people have different weaknesses and attacks and shields and things that you have to go with. Obviously, the bosses have their own unique styles that you have to learn. Like, there's a very early one in the game where you fight Redacted, and, you know, he kind of whipped my tuchus a few times until I got down his pattern and understood how I needed to block and parry and dodge and move. And then it started to make more sense to me. But once you get it down, you're badass. And that, yeah. And that's what you get to live out, that fantasy of being a Jedi, which I love so much. But I don't want to dominate the conversation as far as you talking about some, you know, you're like you playing on PC. What was your experience like?
So I'm playing PC, and it also crashed on me multiple times. But I noticed once I changed, because I had Ultra, I put all high in the settings. But once I started changing and I put at least middle or like high, it's gotten a lot better, and it wasn't crashing at all. So, but there was other issues, and now the update just came out as the recording started. So I'm updating. I'm going to try it out again after I finish with recording this with you. So on. So that's one thing. Another thing that I also want to talk about is Kyle, the character, the act. What's his name? The main actor?
I don't have it off the top of my head. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Well, I can hear myself a little bit. You have your headphones high or something?
I just lowered it just in case.
Okay. Yeah, cool. So the main character of the game, Cal, the actor that played this character, bro, he did a phenomenal job. I feel like you will learn a lot more about the character in this game. And I feel like this one was a bit darker, I think, than the previous game. Then the previous game was more like introduction, trying to figure out, you know, trying to figure things out and everything. And with this one, you already have your powers from the previous game, right? So now what's next? And you're going to find out after that. But I think people are going to enjoy that. And also, I love BD-1.
BD-1's great. Yeah. Gotta love BD-1. Really, really cool. Cameron Monaghan, that's the lead actor to play Scout.
Yeah, so he was in Shameless. He was in a couple other. I saw him at the Last of Us premiere and everything. So, yeah. So what you also could do, you could customize Cal and PD-1.
Yes.
Go to the bench, and you know, you want a beard, you want long hair, you want short hair, you want to change the colors of the lightsaber, color of the new, you want to have a new look for BD1, you could do all that stuff in there, man. So the things that you unlock in this game doesn't make you like better armor or better lifesaver or anything like that. It's just more for to customize
you, yeah, to make yourself unique for what you like, yeah.
But that's about it. It's not one of those like cosmetics that is gonna give you like more power or more defense or anything like that. Because the thing with this is, you like you were saying, Paris, you need to learn the pattern. You need to learn moves of not only like regular enemies but also the bosses, because all of them are very, very unique, very, very different, and they could kick your butt if you don't do it the right way. So you have to learn how to block, parrying, all that stuff, and also learn when is the right time to also attack them, you know, because they also block a lot. So you have to figure that things out too. But overall, Paris, like, I think this is a phenomenal game. I think right now there's Fallen Order, Jedi Survivor, and also Knights of the Old Republic. I think those are the top three best Star Wars games I ever played in my life. Because I played tons of Star Wars games from arcades, Super Nintendo, Genesis, right? The early days of Xbox, Nintendo 64 and everything, right? And now with this, it's like, wow, things are getting a lot better with Respawn and creating better story, man. Because even it reminds me like how good is the story from Titanfall 2, right?
The campaign. Yes.
They master that, and also master the story that they've been adding in Apex, and now they're adding into this story that's part of the Star Wars universe. So
look, let's be clear about two things. First and foremost, this will be coming off of the lips of Jeff Keighley at the Game Awards at the end of the year. 100%. This will be a Game of the Year contender. 100%. The second thing, I have always considered Knights of the Old Republic the best Star Wars game ever made. This, in my opinion, has surpassed that. That is how good this story is. This is how invested you will become in these characters and their journey. It's phenomenal. Do not let anyone spoil this for you. That is just the best advice that I can give anyone that is checking this out right now. Play this game and do not have the story spoiled for you. There are spoilers even right now before it's out that are out there on the internet. Please avoid them at all costs. You will thank me later for that, because you will enjoy the journey that you will go on during the story. Again, I keep repeating it, but it's Star Wars. And if you are a fan of Star Wars, you are going to absolutely adore this game. You will. It just is a credit to that team over at Respawn, taking obviously what they started with Fallen Order and just improving on it in damn near every way, and expanding the story out, expanding the world, the universe of what we're doing out. And it integrates so well. Like, if you've been following what's been going on with Star Wars, obviously the last 10 years or so, what we're seeing with the stories that are happening on Disney Plus, all that stuff, it integrates so well into it that I'm actually shocked we've not seen Cal on Disney Plus or the big screen.
Yes,
yet. I'm actually shocked.
I was about to say that. Like, I was wondering why he's not in, like, at least Disney Plus. You know, why he's not in The Mandalorian or like other places. Why it wasn't in the Obi-Wan series, right?
Yes, exactly.
I was wondering why not, because he's a fantastic character. The story is really, really good, and it fits perfectly for what's happening now with Star Wars.
Imagine, and again, I don't want to, again, I just want to say so many things that I can't, because I don't want to spoil anything. But to the point of what you're saying, the Obi-Wan series happens during the same timeline. The fact that he didn't show up there is actually surprising to me, or we got a BD-1 cameo or something. You know what I'm saying? So, but even with that, I'm going to be quiet. I would say too much. Go play this game. When we start thinking about review scores and what you want to put at it, like, I will just borrow from, and I have no idea what kind of funny is going to score yet, because I'm not a part of that review, but I've taken their review thing. They do the 5 scale. This is 5 out of 5. Easily.
Oh, hands down.
Easily a 5 out of 5. It is more than worth your time picking this up and playing it. Like I said, we will see some of the hiccups that they was having pre day one patch. Hopefully those are ironed out when you pick it up at launch. You don't experience any of those crashes. But even with those, I'm like, okay, all right, the audio's all right, let me restart it. And then I just wanted to jump back in and keep playing. because that's how much I was enjoying it. It did not take away from the experience, but hopefully no one runs into those technical issues when you get to play it on the 28th. But yeah, hey, I think, you know, you and I have said many times 2023 is shaping up to be one of the best gaming years ever. This is why. Games this like this is why. Because we will be talking about this game years from now, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, and we're going to wrap this up around in a few minutes, but I think when people start playing this game, like, ignore your phone, just enjoy the game, enjoy the story, take your time. If you want to do side quests, go for it. Just take your time, enjoy it. Because I think that's one of the things that I loved about this game was just, like, the things that you do in here, the stuff that you discover, the story, the twists, the everything. It's just like, it's well done. So well done that I'm in shock. I'm in shock that this is not in Disney Plus yet.
Yeah.
The character, right? So yeah. Hopefully we'll get to see that in the future. But yeah, best Star Wars game ever made and hands down contender of game of the year.
100%. 100%. Cannot agree more.
All right. Well, everyone, thank you for listening to our special episode of Gamer Tag Radio. Paris, thank you for joining me, recording this. It was a lot of fun just talking about Star Wars. Non-spoiler. We were very smart about this.
Yes.
It's all good. All right, everyone. Until next time, we're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamer Tag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.